really not sure. I just know that I'm going to attempt one. The only park that's close enough, it's not technically considered a park activation, but it's not a state park or a federal park. It's just going to be a local park, but it has a nice open field, and there's going to be plenty of people who are going to come by. I'm going to try and do it more or less to raise awareness about amateur radio and about emergency communications and try to get some community involvement just to do a park activation, just to say, hey, I'm going to have a radio out in the park if anybody would like to come. You know, come and ask questions and come and watch, and we'll have some fun. We'll talk about antennas. We'll talk about radios and see if anybody shows up. But either way, it's going to be a fun day.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and a RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KM4LQO. Ryan, yeah, you know, it's interesting. There's a little park over here over in Malden, Comiskey Park, and I, before I did any of my POTA activations or SOTA activations, I went over there with my buddy Pole and just made sure everything was going to work. And, you know, I've still got to pare down my gear if I'm going to do some long hikes, but, I've got a little Yaesu FT857, a couple of batteries, and, I've actually got a couple of, soda beam antennas. They're little band hoppers now that are pretty nice and pretty lightweight, so I can carry those. But it's fun. Like you said, you just kind of get out there, and people are always interested in what you're doing, so hopefully what you're doing will draw some interest, and we can get maybe some folks that might be interested enough to come and get your license, and you can use those VE credentials. Over.
I got that. I need to start working on bringing some more people into our club, and not to say anything bad about it, but most of the club members are over 60, and about four people are over 40, and I am the only one under 40. In fact, I think I'm the only one under 45, and so they kind of forced me into being the president. I wouldn't say forced, but They definitely were very adamant about me being the president this year. I've been in for a couple of years, so they said, well, we need some young blood. You seem like you're very involved. You're already working on our EchoLink station. You have these plans about upgrading our repeater one day, and we have a trailer, and you want to upgrade the trailer, and you want to actually put stuff in the trailer and use it, and you want to go out on field days, and that's great, and that's perfect. But we're all old, and we can't get out of the house as easy as you can. So you need to find new members, and you need to tell them to get their license, and you need to tell them that they can go out and go do this stuff with you, because once we're gone, it's all up to you. We have no more say into it once we're gone. So I kind of said, okay, that's fine. I'll do what I can. And I know a couple people who are licensed, who just got licensed because mom and dad are licensed, or grandpa and grandma are licensed, and they just say, hey, go and take this test with me, and hopefully you'll pass and get a license. They never touch a radio. They don't care about it. So hopefully I can convince them to get back into it and at least, come and participate in a net or two every other week. And maybe that'll spark some more interest in them, and they can start doing some other stuff.
AI4LZI with a comment.
Maurice, KI4LZI, it's AK4HR. Go ahead with your comment, Andy.
LZI, the EC of Abbeville County was trying to promote amateur radio too for emergency communications, and from the way he explained it to me, it was some scout troop or some young person like this. When it comes to getting younger people to do it, you're going to end up probably facing this. He was told, why should I get a license in amateur radio when I can take the cell phone and call anywhere in the world? He was told that, and at that moment he didn't have nothing to say, because technically it's true, but they don't understand, all the infrastructure involved. So you may end up encountering that, so you're going to have to come up with an answer back for that, as he found out.
KI4LQO. Yes, sir. I am familiar with that. I taught a Boy Scout group back in 2016. I worked at a scout camp and I actually taught the radio class, which was essentially the technician course, plus a little bit extra. So I did teach some kids, and they said, well, what if I don't have a cell phone? And I said, well, do you have your cell phone here with you today? And he said, yeah, I've got my cell phone. And I said, okay, do me a favor, pick it up, call your mom. He said, well, I can't. I don't have any service right here. And I said, my point exactly. If your mama had a radio, she could talk to you. And he just looked at me dumbfounded, like, you weren't supposed to answer that question. I was supposed to be right. And I said, well, you know, there is point to this. You know, we weren't just doing this for a merit badge. This is actually useful information. I've got a local scout group that I used to be with, and of course I've grown out of it because I'm 20 now. But I'm supposed to be going back whenever all this COVID stuff starts to help. I'm going to be teaching a search and rescue class there and helping them with a rescue merit badge. If anybody wants to take a radio merit badge, I'll be able to teach that. And I'm also going to be doing some emergency communications and emergency procedures with them, so that way if they're ever out and lost in the middle of the woods, they can learn. But, Andy, I also didn't forget about you, and a long while back, you told me about a good resource for my dad, who's blind and kind of interested in this. And I think I've worn him down to finally take his test, and we're going to have one in probably April. And I told him that if he's ready, I'll pay for his test, too. So I will let you know how that does, but I still have that resource, and I do want to thank you again for that resource. I think I got a hold of him a long time ago, and he said that he would love to meet my dad one day on the radio. So I do thank you for that, too.
Well, I know this AC, I heard him on the repeater talking about that a couple of years ago, and you're going to encounter that everywhere you go with young people, and you're going to have a pretty good way to convince them, because with the cell phone and internet existence, it's going to be a long, long thing to try to convince them. That's all I got. I'm just wanting to point that out, because an EC here in this state encountered that one time. KI4LZI, and you can turn it back to
net control. KK4HR with KM4LQO and KI4LZI. And Andy, I always appreciate the comments, sir. Yeah, you know, up where you are, it's kind of fun because I always go up there and do some hiking, you know, in Table Rock or Jones Gap. And that's usually the first thing I usually mention. And people are like, well, I've got a cell phone. I was like, not if you're hiking in South Carolina. You don't. It's like as soon as I turn that off of Highway 11 to go over to Jones Gap, my cell phone dies. But I can still make the repeater. So, you know, it's pretty easy to show somebody that here. But like you say, it's kind of tough for people that have never experienced, you know, not having a cell phone signal. Because, you know, even my, I think my kids most of the time. But, of course, the next thing I get is we don't ever go anywhere without you, and you always have a radio. So there's always, somebody's always going to have an excuse. But, again, if you can't find something you like doing on amateur radio, you're probably not trying hard enough. Over.
To point that out, and great things are going 15 years from now. There ain't going to be special here on 2 meters. A lot of people left if things don't turn around. Go ahead, KI4LZI.
Again, appreciate the comments, sir. Good to hear from you, my friend. All right, Ryan, KM4LQO is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do you have anything else for the net tonight, sir?
For the net, KM4LQO. No, sir, I don't. In fact, I should probably go ahead and head out, and I got to go pick up my girlfriend, and then we've got to go and run to the store before it closes and grab her some supplies for a couple of her schoolwork stuff. I think she needs a set of pack of pencils. So I will get back on, talk to you later, and hopefully when I get that soda activation, then I'll get on the repeater a couple times and just kind of announce that I will be doing a soda activation and check a soda watch, or maybe even a park. So hopefully I'll hear from you again here sometime soon. I try to frequent the repeater as much as I can, but again, I have to get out in the middle of the field or middle of a parking lot, so I have to actually travel to get on this repeater. But it's been good chatting with you. Thank you for reacting to, and thank you for the space heater. Don't let all the gas run out of it. KS4LQO 73 to everybody. I'll be clear.
Definitely stay safe and warm, my friend, and hope you guys drive safe tonight, and we'll check in with you again as soon as we can. Appreciate you hanging around and making some comments for us. All right, let me go ahead and check and see if we have any additional check-ins before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Net Control. KO4JQX. I wasn't sure when I checked in a while ago for sure. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I'm Jeff Parker. I tested with you the last time we had a test up in November.
I do remember. How are you doing, sir?
Like you said a while ago, I got some chest congestion I'm dealing with, but I'm doing okay, buddy. I just wanted to say hello to you.
Good to hear you on the repeater again. Like I say, I don't get on too much. I listen a lot more than I talk. So, again, I think I'd mentioned to Dave several years ago, I was like, I don't talk too much. He's like, I've got a cure for you. So he schedules me about once every fourth or fifth Saturday to call the net, which, again, I don't necessarily have mic fried. I just typically don't talk a whole lot, so usually I'll end up listening a whole lot more than I normally do. But, definitely hate to hear you're a little under the weather, but hopefully you can kick that soon and be back to 100%. Over.
Yeah, that's the reason I didn't hang around for the rag tube. Got some sinus drainage, and it's just in my bronchial tubes. At nighttime, it's just kind of hard to talk.
Hey, I'm almost afraid to sneeze or cough or anything. You know, I typically a lot of times and have for years in the colder weather, I'll wake up with a sore throat in the morning. And then every time now, I'm like, is it just that or is there something more serious going on? And it's just not a good time to be sick. And it never is. But, I mean, this day and age, it's just never good to be sick.
Oh, I know, man. All you got to do is look at somebody and they're like, oh, you got COVID. You got COVID, you know? It's crazy.
And I haven't heard, but we're supposed to be having another test session next Saturday at the Red Cross building again, unless they've changed the regulations. I haven't actually heard one way or the other. Steve usually sends out an email about a week before, so I'm assuming we're doing another test session. But, again, I know a lot of things keep changing, not necessarily here, but just watching the news, other places are spiking and they're closing stuff back down and stuff. Hopefully we'll make it through and get to a more normal way of life here and get everybody back up and back healthy again.
Yes, sir. I'm working on my general test right now. I've already got the bug. Everybody that was in that Zoom class with me when I tested for my tech, a lot of them were up around New York and places like that, and they can't find any place to test.
The places have started doing virtual testing where, you can have some VEs and a kind of a Zoom kind of a thing. And I think, like you mentioned, it is kind of a rarity to do in-person testing. I think the West Cars is doing some. I hear some on some of the other repeaters where they still get to do an occasional meetup or two, and they have some VEs there and do them in person. But, again, everybody has to do the social distancing, all that kind of stuff, and try and make it as safe as possible. We definitely don't want anybody to get sick, and we want everybody to be around and continue on with the hobby.
Well, man, I know you've been on here a while tonight. I won't keep you. I just wanted to yell back at you and say hello to you and say Merry Christmas to you and your family and everything. And appreciate everything you do, Mike. And have yourself, you and your family, have a big old Merry Christmas and a good New Year and stay safe.
You definitely do the same, and keep working on that general stuff, and we'll see you soon at a test session, hopefully, and get you upgraded here so you can get some more of those HF privileges. But, again, appreciate you coming back in and making a few comments, and always good to hear you. I hope you and yours have a wonderful Merry Christmas as well, and look forward to 2021. Happy New Year there as well, and we'll definitely talk again next chance we get.
Yeah, I was working on putting an outside antenna up today, and I got me a new Comet 2-meter 440 antenna to go up outside, and got up on the ladder and was going to put it up, and she keep. I said, the heck with the ladder. I'm just going to get a bucket truck and put it up. I just didn't feel good about it. And I said, I ain't going to fall off a ladder. I'm just going to get me a bucket truck and put the thing up. And I said, call Dosso. I hope I'm hitting the repeater okay on the antenna I'm talking on now.
A little bit of noise, but I've heard a little bit of noise on everybody, so I don't think it's anything with your antenna or anything getting in the repeater. So, yeah, definitely sounding good. So, yeah, I'm kind of the same way here lately. The more I get up on a ladder, a couple weeks ago I got up there to get some leaves out of the gutters and just trim up one of the trees that's kind of got a branch going over my house. And the higher I get up on there, the more I'm thinking a bucket truck sounds like a much better idea.
Yes, I don't mind falling at all. It's just that landing part. So I don't get excited about it all anymore, you know. Okay, Mike. Have a good one. KO4JQX. I'm clear.
Appreciate the comments, and definitely take care of yourself, and we'll talk again next chance we get. All right, so we'll give another call here, see if we have any final check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause there with no check-ins usually means we have everybody, so I'll give one final call. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call AK4HR, net control. No additional check-ins. This is AK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and pass my net report here, and I'll check in with the repeater and be right back. Mark, W2MJB, is scheduled to carry call the net tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate everybody coming and checking back in with him and filling up his log and getting some stations checked in there. So, again, this is AK4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for everybody who's taking the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, God bless, good night.